Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast, a place where new moms share their experience and new dads can listen in to learn what your partner may not be telling you. With 5 questions, you will learn what is going great and what she truly needs from her partner to feel supported. All with your host, Greg Coral, results coach, author of The Gifted Storyteller, school principal, and oh yeah, he's a dad too.
Greetings, parents, and I hope you are having a fantastic day. Welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast. The purpose of the Wine and Wipes podcast is to give new moms a home and a place they can listen to what other new moms have experienced in the first 1 to 4 years of becoming a mom. All our moms have children under 4, so the information and experience is relevant. Today's guest is Mariola Czarniak. Mariola has over 15 years working in the corporate world. She has an MBA. She's a Think and Grow Rich instructor, and she is a Tony Robbins results coach. And aside from doing all that, she's a mom of 3 children. Let's listen in to Mariola.
Hello, and welcome to the Wine and Wipes podcast. Thank you for taking the time to help out new parents on their journey. Why don't you start by telling us a little about yourself? What is your name? How many kids do you have, and what are their ages?
Hi, Greg. It's my pleasure to be on this journey with you. My name is Mariola, and I have 3 kids, 3 boys. One is 8, the other one 6, and the youngest one is 14 months old.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What would you say is your biggest joy about being a mom?
Being a mom. I think the realization how big a gift from God kids are. And truly seeing how much they make me feel needed and loved. And somebody once said, especially when I was going through like some tough times where I had to juggle all of them, I think putting them into daycare and I was just being busy and they kept asking me questions. And somebody told me, it must be feel so great knowing that you are so needed. And that was huge breakthrough and that joy and that understanding that yes, they make you feel so needed and so loved, and they do it so authentically.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I just have to put it out there because I know you're a full-time working mom as well as being a mother. So you definitely have to balance a lot on your plate. So impressive.
Thank you.
Do you have any specific routines that you found make your life easier, especially with the youngest?
So what I found, it took me 3 babies, but I found that, and I used to have hardships with just being a new mom, and it started even with giving birth to my first one, realizing how important mindset is and managing your emotional state. Mm. And what I realized, and as I mentioned, it took me 3 babies, that my emotional state really is directly correlated to the emotional state of my baby. So if I am in distress, if I'm anxious, tired, or impatient, that emotional contagion will rub off on the baby and the baby will not want to feed or will start crying more or will not want to take a nap. So I realized how important it is to have a routine that will strengthen my emotional state, and something that I developed for myself and just doing a lot of personal development research and going through a lot of psychology information, I developed this routine. I call it Epic Morning, and it's a shortcut actually. So Epic, it's an acronym.
Okay.
And so E starts for exercise, and this could be as simple as 5 minutes of stretching and up to 20 minutes of any exercise. Sometimes I will literally just play any YouTube video, 20 minutes exercise, and sometimes I will just do stretching, but it automatically gives me this better feeling that I've accomplished something that some people don't accomplish, you know, throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And P stands for prayer, and specifically I express my gratitude to God in a prayer. So when I pray, it's a gratitude prayer and helps me to focus on what I'm grateful for. I stands for incantations, and something that comes from Tony Robbins. And these are the positive affirmative statements about myself that I would say with emotional intensity to myself. And I oftentimes incorporate them just to save time. I incorporate them during my exercise. So I would say as simple as I'm awesome, or all I need is within me now, or I am loving mom, I'm patient, whatever it is. And the more emotional intensity I add to it, the more my emotional state adapts to feeling this way. And C stands for creative visualization. And what this is just dreaming about how I would like my day, week, month, year look like, or who do I want to become, or how do I want to show up as mom, or what do I want to accomplish, how I want to feel. And it's truly, Greg, is just dreaming like when we were kids and allowing myself to dream and not putting any limits, but just visualizing. And sometimes it's even visualizing a day, visualizing playing with my baby and patiently and not rushing into doing laundry or anything else. But really this routine helps me to put myself in emotional state, because I know there's a lot of positive thinking, and I don't believe in just positive thinking, because especially when you're on a couple of hours of sleep and you know you have a whole bunch of diapers to change and sometimes hormones play in the role, it's easier said than done, just say, to think positively. So with that epic routine for me in the morning, I condition myself already so I don't have to rely on the discipline of thinking positively, but I already feel much more positively. And it helps me. I'm not saying that 100% throughout the day I'm walking on clouds and all happy, but it really helps me to handle any curveballs that might happen, and actually gives me more joy to whether it's a changing diapers or being more patient where the soup got spilled, whatever the case might be.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
And these activities, so sorry, it might sound that it takes a long time, but truly each activity can be as short as 1 minute. So the whole epic morning can be done in 5 minutes or as long as 20 minutes per each activity. So really it just depends. I usually give myself, depends how much time I have before the baby wakes up.
That's really incredible, because many of the women I've spoken to, when I ask about routines, they tend to focus on routines to take care of the baby. And you're highlighting something very important, which is the essential piece of taking care of yourself, because if you're not okay, how are you possibly going to take care of other people?
Mm-hmm.
And I think too many, well, I was going to say moms, but actually too many people in general forget that piece, that it's vital to take care of yourself so that you can be your best self for others, especially your children.
Absolutely.
So thank you. That's a great notation. In regards to challenges, did you have any challenges with your family in regards to your parenting choices or style? In other words, did anyone pressure you to do things in their way, and how did you deal with it?
I'm very blessed. My family is, like, my mom lives with us, and I'm very blessed. And my parents and my brother, they provide me with a lot of help. My in-laws, well, initially with the first one, we had some differences about who should be a godparent, so on and so forth. But and there are occasionally some of the differences with regards to simple as, you know, the food choices. So I'm European, my family's European, so they think, well, you have to eat as much as possible, so maybe you should eat. And sometimes, you know, there are little disagreements there, or like I find sometimes the grandparents would like to spoil the kids, and obviously there are some differences. And I, you know what, Greg, for me to overcome any of these challenges, it's truly just focusing on that it all comes from the great intent and the love and place of love, and just focusing on what's good about the situation. So even with the spoiling part, I always focus, well, I'm grateful that they love my kids so much that they want to spoil them. And the more I focus on the good, because the more what we focus on, we get more of it. And it really helps me to just to focus on good and keep myself in that positive state. And truly being grateful, because I am blessed with the fantastic, like absolutely fantastic family.
That's a great perspective, because you're not letting pressure become pressure, but you're accepting it as somebody's love that they're loving in their way. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, you know, how can you be angry at?
That's a very good point. Like most of the times it's just even stepping and understanding the other side, because how can you be angry that somebody loves your kids so much and in their own way? Yes, though. So yes, you exactly.
So that being said, just to challenge you a little. So have you ever had a situation where you kind of had to say like, no, that's not okay. Don't do that.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there were many. I'm trying to think of the specific, but yeah, okay. I'm sure there were some.
So how did you deal with that? Or how would you deal with that? That pressure?
I'm trying to think. I'm going to think of the specific one. Okay. I'm going to think of the specific one. So I know exactly the steps I've taken. You know what? Communication. That's what it was first. So it's a communication, but taking a lot of deep breaths before the communication. Not reacting, and in the moment when that was happening, so before I open my mouth, I always say to myself, open your heart first. And in order to open your heart, I allow myself to give myself at least 10 deep breaths and put a smile on my face, just because it sends the message to my brain and it gives that loving energy and then respond. And oftentimes the communication would come in a form of questions as opposed to statements. So I would say, I'm gonna use example with food because that's the first one comes into my head. So if let's say somebody is saying, well, no, he has to have that second bowl of soup because, you know, and I say, oh, why would you think, you know, like he's still hungry, or like, did you notice that he's still hungry? So all more in a questions, and then it's the person who I say, well, I don't know if he looks hungry. You don't think he looks hungry? And then that usually helps out.
That's interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Challenge with some questions. And I like what you said. I may have to steal your quote, open your heart before you open your mouth. I like that.
Yeah.
Very cool. What are 2 to 3 qualities you love about your partner or wish your partner had?
Can I mix? Can I give the ones that I love?
And
okay. Again, I'm blessed with a fantastic husband. He's really great and really God's gift. But I would say, so just to start with positive, he is amazing if it comes to responsibility. He is super responsible for helping out with any tasks, any kids' responsibilities, and making sure, okay, I want to make sure that the diapers are stocked up, and I want to make sure that, you know, kids' lunches are ready. And he's really, so in that matter, he's very proactive. He would think like 10 steps ahead of me, so I would forget that we're maybe running out of diapers, and he would still remember it. And so I really, really love that about him. And the one thing that I wish he had even more of, it was probably when the baby was born or even during pregnancies, he was as loving as he is in his way, which is amazing, where, you know, not going through the challenges of pregnancies or baby blues or postpartum, but I wish he maybe understood a little bit more than the mood swings. Or the emotions, it's not like it's just something normal. The hormones is a normal thing. It's not something that I can turn on and off in that state. So that would be if he could increase that awareness during that time. Yeah.
So in other words, not reacting to the emotional swings.
Yeah, and he's not very reactive because he's a very loving person, but he was more just, so we're both very strong about on the personal development. So he would say, well, can't you just put yourself in a beautiful state? Or can you, and that doesn't always work when you are very hormonal. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, he would say, well, it's a mindset, it's your choice. So kind of like, and he's still very, very loving, but at the time of the highest hormonal changes, I wish there was a little bit more of understanding, maybe of that, a little bit more. Like, I'm not saying because he was already very understanding, but if I could change anything, if I had to pick that one thing, and it's really just picking very small changes. So that was the one thing. But overall, like, he's incredibly loving and compassionate and understanding, super aware of, very emotionally intelligent. But that I don't think, I understand that for men, they sometimes might not understand it because that's not something that they had to go through, obviously, during the pregnancy. Right? So it's just for him maybe more doing a little bit more research on Google, even as simple as doing research on Google, that would help him to be more proactive.
You said is also something other mothers that I've interviewed have said something similar in terms of, I don't need you to fix it. I just need you to be there for me.
Yes, that's perfect. Exactly. Because he would come up with a solution. Why don't you just do this? I'm like, no, just sit and listen and hold my hand. And if I want to eat the second can of tuna, let me eat the second can of tuna, whatever it is, and without asking that, why am I eating so much, or whatever the case might be. But that's exactly what you're saying. Don't be fixer, but be present. And as simple as really maybe even Googling or even learning from you, like from your podcast. I don't know if any gentlemen listen to that, but
that's
the materials that you have, because that's huge. That resource alone that's a game changer for anybody.
There's a great video. I had mentioned this before on the podcast, but if you haven't seen it, it's called on YouTube. It's called It's Not About the Nail. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link after this, but definitely worth checking. It's less than 2 minutes and perfectly explains what we're talking about. It's not about the nail. Easy to Google, but I will send it to you.
Awesome.
Okay, last question. What advice would you give a new and soon-to-be mother and a new and soon-to-be father?
So for a new mom, enjoy the season. So just embrace that beautiful identity of someone who brings this beautiful human being to the world. And you might be stepping out of from the roles that you're familiar with or you're used to, for example, being a businesswoman, or any other roles that you had before pregnancy, and stepping into that new role of being a mom. So embrace the season. This is very powerful identity. I mean, how many people can say, you know, you're giving birth to a new human being? And there will be many changes, so just go with the flow. And you notice, like, whenever you feel that you're putting in expectations on yourself, just be okay with not knowing everything and understanding that kids don't come with the instruction manual, but you have a lot of knowledge already within you in your nature, and accept help that's really just understanding that and accepting help from others, because, you know, you if somebody offers, you know what, can I take care of the baby, and you go take a nap, accept it. Nobody's going to give you a medal if you somebody told me nobody's going to give you a medal if you reject that help and won't go take a nap. And to your point, Greg, as you said earlier, enjoying that self-care, because the more you put that mask on yourself as a mom, the more love you can give to your baby and all of your loved ones. So whether husbands or other children that you have. So it's very important. So putting that mask on yourself, you're not only doing a favor for yourself, but you're really doing the favor to your loved ones, because that's how you can show up even better.
Beautifully said.
As a mom. Mm-hmm.
And what advice would you give to a new dad who's trying to figure this whole thing out?
For that, so understand that hormones or emotions are the real thing and not just made up mood swings, and that can be easily turned off. So as a man, show your true core and show that strength, that emotional toughness to support her with patience and love and understanding and whatever she needs.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Mariella.
Thing to that. Read Greg's book, because that's the resource I wish my husband had when I needed. So, yes.
Thank you, Mariella. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. I truly appreciate it. And I know it's going to help other people. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Some incredible advice from an incredibly hardworking woman and mom of three. You can learn more about Mariola or connect with her at her website, MaximumResultsCoach.com, or simply follow her on Instagram. And remember, moms, while there may be times you feel lonely or confused or unsure what to do, you are not alone. While billions of women have had children before, we understand this may be your first and the first time you're dealing with this experience and figuring things out as you go. And that's why we're here to support you. So make sure to reach out to some of the moms on our interviews. And of course, you could reach out to me and I could always forward that information along. As for the dads listening in, I thank you in advance because I know you want to become a legendary father. Quick reminder that the Legendary Father course is available at legendaryfathermap.com, where I take you through the steps on creating your best self so you can be a model for your baby. Create an amazing day, parents. Please visit wineandwipes.com to provide feedback on the podcast, request to be interviewed for the podcast, and connect both with me, Greg Coral, and my guests. You can also connect with me at greg@thegiftedstoryteller.com or on Instagram at @thegiftedstoryteller. Remember, change happens when we take what we learned and then put it into action. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. See you soon for the next one.